Track 4. Mark Smith meets Hannah Jackson outside Norwich Castle for her latest news, updates and discoveries on the Royal Palace Reborn project.
Hello there, this is Mark. I've come to the Castle Garden Grounds and with me I've got the project lead for the Castle Reborn project, Hannah Jackson. So could you update us on sort of what's been happening in the last few months, Hannah?
Absolutely, yes. It's a hive of activity up on our castle mound above us, and a lovely sunny day, which is a wonderful time to sit down here and talk about the project. So we've got lots of exciting changes taking place, as I know some of your listeners have been following the story of our Norwich Castle Royal Palace Reborn project. And excitingly, Mark, we're coming to a big project milestone. So in the next few weeks, not that much longer, we'll be getting back our new entrance area, a new route into the heart of the museum with a wonderful glazed atrium, new museum shop and cafe restaurant, as well as an education route. The work is remaining on the castle keep, the square box of that Norman castle structure, and that's taking a little while longer because of some exciting discoveries that we've had most recently. It's also been permanently occupied for over 900 years as a royal palace, and then for over 500 years as a prison, and most recently obviously as a museum. Not everyone in its rich history has been as good at record keeping as we hope we are, and that means that sometimes we find things as we're going along. The most recent discovery we've had is actually relates to the spine wall, so the big stone wall that the architect Edward Boardman put across the stone keep, dividing the space in two when he made the museum in the 1890s.
And how long roughly do you expect these extra works to take place? I know it's a little bit of a movable feast.
It is, and it's about doing the right thing. So we're not able to kind of confirm when we'll be reopening, just later this year. So we're proceeding at pace, but it's got to be right for the castle. And that's not the only discovery we've had recently, even within other parts of the museum. So where I mentioned that we're getting our new entrance area back, in the final stages of that we were doing some light work on a wall and discovered behind a single thickness of brick an original prison era iron grill still in place. So the prison era opening, they'd obviously kind of retained the iron grill and just bricked over it when they built the museum. So again, all of those, we've recorded what we found, we've actually been able to preserve that fully in situ, but we've just had to change the location of one of the steels that was going to be installed in that area, just again so that we don't impact upon the building if we don't have to.
It's got an incredible story to it over the last 900 years, this building, isn't it?
And that's the brilliant thing about this project, our Royal Palace Reborn project. We're putting the castle front and centre of the museum complex as a whole and allowing that castle story to really come through so that visitors in the future will be able to come to Norwich Castle and to step back in time 900 years and experience everything of a Norman royal palace. So
I believe you're also working with the British Museum as well, because I believe that some of the artefacts from the British Museum will be on display here as well with the...
That's absolutely right. Yes, we're working in close partnership with the British Museum team to create a new permanent exhibition gallery within the castle keep. So within a Norman structure, within a medieval building, we're creating a medieval gallery. And that draws upon fantastic collections that we hold here in Norwich at Norfolk Museum Service at the castle, but also borrowing around 60 items on long-term loan from the British Museum to enhance those displays and tell even more stories about this fascinating period.
It's going to be a fantastic new attraction for the city of Norwich, isn't it? And I believe it's probably fair to say it's one of the biggest attractions in Europe, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I hope so. I hope it will take its rightful place as a jewel in the crown, both locally but nationally and as you say, internationally. It's such an important building. It's got some fantastic stories to tell, and we're really excited to be able to share those with ever more visitors. So, looking forward to being able to keep you informed as our plans progress even further.
And This is, must have been a project very close to your heart.
Can you tell? I'm quite passionate about it. I grew up in Norwich, so it's wonderful to work on such an amazing building that's been such an important part of my own life.
Hannah Jackson, thank you very much. Thank you.